Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Thursday, August 7th, 2014. A Palestinian from Gaza dies of wounds he sustained by Israeli attacks, and in the West Bank, settlers injure a boy. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources at Al-Maqasid Hospital in occupied Jerusalem have reported that a Palestinian man from Gaza died of wounds he suffered a week ago in an Israeli bombardment of Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. On Thursday evening, four Palestinians were killed and three others injured when an unknown explosion took place in Gaza City. Up until the time of this report, the cause of the explosion remains unknown. During the 20 days long Israeli war in Gaza, 1,879 Palestinians were killed and at least 9,563 injured, the Palestinian Ministry of Health reported. At the political level, Egyptian-mediated Palestinian-Israeli ceasefire talks are ongoing but hitting various obstacles which could turn the current calm into a new round of confrontation. Palestinian official says a report of an additional ceasefire extension are baseless. Egyptian sources said that Israel presented several demands and preconditions for maintaining the ceasefire, topped by a central demand that calls for completely disarming the resistance in the Gaza Strip. In the meantime, Hamas has stated that Israel has not yet replied to a ceasefire offer, warning of escalation in hostilities should Israel fail to do so. This just hours before three-day ceasefire is set to expire at a.m. on Friday. Hamas demands are consistent with the terms of the Oslo Accords, local sources reported. The agreement was jointly signed between Israel and Palestinian officials in the 1990s, but Israel has failed to abide and continues to publicly denounce Hamas as a terrorist group. In the West Bank, Palestinian medical sources have reported that a child was seriously injured after being rammed by an Israeli settler's vehicle in the old city of Hebron in the southern part of the West Bank. The sources said that Rosi Jaber, 8 years of age, suffered a serious injury and was moved to the Hebron Governmental Hospital. According to local media and witnesses, the child was deliberately attacked while walking near the main street of the old city of Hebron. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, August 7th, 2014 News Roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.